Okay. I'm reading section 86 of Parashat Pinchas. It's titled Arvit.
Okay.
Verse 578. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunenehu. Avakti Yaakov Leolva Sekuta Al Tzlota Bekama Meshir Yan Hazach Vandinun Hayalinu Mashir Yan Demit Panshin Ime Leol Lafa Zuhu Alav Yavak Darga Vesama El Salik Bekama Mashirian Dehovin Leol Fahovin Alaveda Slota De Arvit Di Grey Sulam Diakov Devach Vihine Malake Elohim Olim Viurdim Bo Elain Desalkin Chovin Benakte Zachvan Dechotehu Vilain Salkin Sakvan Benaktin Chovin Techotaihu Umashpilin Lone Bekama Karavin. And there are two sorts of dust. For the dust of Jacob, namely his war, comes to teach merit about prayers. In a number of hosts of merits that are regiments and camps that gather with him to teach merit about the prayer. And the dust from the level of Samael ascends in a number of camps of debt, teaching guilt about the prayer. And this prayer of Arvit is called Jacob's Ladder, in which, and behold, the angels of Elohim ascending and descending on it. These are the prayers that ascend when they are liabilities, and merits descend in their place. For the camps of the teachers of merit of Jacob overcame the camps of the teachers of liability of Samael. And there are those that ascend as merits and liabilities descend in their stead. In this case, the camps of the teachers of liability of Samael have overcome the others, for these camps humiliate them in a number of wars. What this verse is talking about, it's using the metaphor of Jacob's ladder. And it's referring to Arvit, the evening prayer. Now, evening is a time, it's the middle column. It has both Chesed and Gevurah within it. The sun isn't up yet. So it's clearly in the frame of judgment initially, but then it moves after midnight to a frame, even though the sun hasn't yet come up, it moves to a frame of chesed. That's why we have the tradition that Hashem goes into the Garden of Eden at midnight to study Torah with the Tzaddikim. And so it's talking about these two levels of dust, because the main prayers are Shachrit in the morning, which is Chesed, and Gevurah in the afternoon, which is Mincha. But what's left is called the dust, Avak. Avak really can be translated as the 100 fathers. Avak is Aleph, Let me make sure. Yeah, it's Aleph Bet Kuf. And Kuf is the double agent that feeds the negative side. So the idea of dust is what's left when you've done your spiritual work and you've done your tikkun. There's always something left that still impacts you. Let's say someone has stopped saying Lashon Hara, but there's no disappearance in spirituality, so all of those other times before his tikkun still has some impression. And that's going to take the Mashiach to come and Hashem to come to cleanse it completely, because we're not able to. And while that's there, there'll still be some little tribulations, some little issues. You know, somebody will write about an article about Lashon Hara, and the person will read the article, and that's cleansing the dust of Lashon Hara. It's what's left over. It's not, you've done your work, it's a correction that's no longer part of you, but you still get some impression of it. There's some reason why that article was brought to your attention and you read it. That's the concept of dust. We have many other things that we need to work on rather than the dust of something. But the dust of our previous negative actions does impact our lives.
Is it?
Say again?
I said the dust is there.
No, it's still there. It's still there, correct.
It's still there.
De'inun mare teresin b'mil chamta shel Torah ad yishtama k'rava l'turin rav ravin de'inun Avraham Yitzhak v'Yakov ahidiktiv shimu harim et riv Hashem riv tzit ditzlota Riv dioraita v'hai karava titzlota diarvit ad alot hashachar deraban gamliel okma ad alot hashachar dit pilat arvit zimana kol halayla El ad hakamim avdu gared ad hatzot. For they who teach merit are the defenders in the war of the Torah until the war becomes audible to the great mountains, that is to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. As it is written, Hear, O mountains, Hashem's controversy. This is the controversy of prayer, the controversy of Torah, namely the controversy of those who teach merit and of those who teach liability over man's study of Torah and prayer. And this war of Arvit continues until sunrise, for Rabban Gamliel determined it as until the rise of dawn, for Arvit may be said at any time during the night. But the sages erected a boundary around it and determined it as until midnight. There's a lot of interesting material in this verse. It's saying that because evening has Chesed and Gevurah together, it's the middle column, that there's a constant battle between the two Svirot, between Chesed and Gevurah, within the evening. And there's this constant war going on between the various camps that was spoken of in the first verse. And it also is explaining that the halakha says we can say Arvit up until morning, sunrise. it's best to do a mitzvah with alacrity, to do it quickly. So we try and do it immediately after sunset. And many people have the minhag to not eat their dinner until after they prayed arvit. But the whole idea is that they do the action. But the sages came along and said, you know, we need to put a fence here. We don't really want arvit to being said during the time of the evening when it's chesed, because we don't want that gevurah involved. We don't want it to disturb the study of Torah. So they established chatzot, the midnight, as the limitation. The halakha follows the Gemara, which says that it's until sunrise. But it's really better to do it earlier. Verse 580. Uvgid v'yav ya'avak ish imo ad alot ha-shachar man shachar tzlota t'arvit Jeshiura ad boker de Avraham dehi arba sha'ot v'yashkem Avraham baboker beresh sha'ata kadma'a besof ha'shachar dehu. Netzach Yaakov detamach lemanetzach al yayelet ashachar lenatla nukba mesamael benaga beyarech shamalad Yaakov dihu chodave itmar netatani. Excuse me. Shomamai kol hayom hava dava hod besitra dehod alef chamisha'a ishtarat be mikdasha hareva v'yavesha. And because the duty of reciting arvit is until the rise of dawn, it is said, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. What is meant by the dawn? It refers to Arvit, namely the Shekhinah, whose limit is until the morning of Avraham, whose time is the fourth hour. And Avraham rose up early in the morning, namely at the beginning of the first hour at the end of the dawn, which is Netzach of Jacob. For there, to the chief musician, Menatzeach, upon the morning star, to wreak vengeance on Samael for having touched Jacob's left thigh, which is Hod, of which it is said, he has made me desolate and faint. The Hebrew is Dava, Dalet Vav He, all the day, where the letters of the word Dava rearranged spell Hod. From the side of Hod, which is the fifth millennium, the temple remained destroyed and barren. This verse is giving a metaphor that the reason that we can say Arvit until the rise of the dawn is from the Torah, where it says Jacob wrestled. And that's referring to the fight between the positive and the negative that takes place through the saying of the Arvit prayer. It's really an interesting reading. We don't have time to do the next section, so even though It would be an interesting one. Let's do section 81, which is titled, What is Yesh?
Okay.
You have time?
Do you know how long that's going to be? Not really.
No, if you don't have time, it's fine.
Let's do it.
We can do it another time. Or do you want to do it?
No, I don't. I really don't have too much. Maybe one or two more minutes at this.
All right, so let's do it another time.
Okay.
You have a good day. Shalom.
You too. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.